Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. This is your host, Cindy McGurl. And it's been a while since I've been live in the studio, so I'm really happy to be back. And thank goodness I have a lot of programs already, you know, on podcasts that I can just slip in when I can't be here. And I want to thank my partner, the Camden Conference, and that's coming right up in February, and also lots of events happening right now. So today's show is themed around a 1992 concert cassette that Paul had from the 1992 North Sea Jazz Festival at The Hague, and that is with the trio of Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone, Bill Frisell on guitar, and Paul Modian on drums. And it was part of a European tour they did in July of 1992, and it was recorded on July 11th by Dutch Radio, and it was in The Hague. So it's an unreleased concert, and someone is asking me if any of these unreleased concerts I play will ever be released as CDs, and I kind of doubt it because the rights are owned by the radio stations that played them. So I don't know. I guess it's possible, but I wouldn't have anything to do with it. So that was Mumbo Jumbo that you heard. And an interesting coincidence, when I was unloading Paul's books, I noticed that he had the book Mumbo Jumbo by Ishmael Reed, which is a book about race relations through the ages, written, I think, in the late 60s or early 70s. And in a strange coincidence, I discovered that a good friend of mine, Ishmael Reed, is her brother-in-law. So anyway, I had to write to him to tell him about the song, and so I did. So I have a lot of readings today. Paul had a 1992 notebook, and I think he wrote a lot of this during the tour in July of 1992, and it was a really great year for music for Paul. There's a lot of different albums that came out or were recorded, and the other two albums I'm going to feature are Trioism, which actually was recorded in 1993, but, well, close enough. And the other one is the first Paul Modian and the Electric Bebop Band, also recorded in 1992. But this is about the tour, the European tour that this recording that I'm featuring is from. Last night, midnight, July 21st, in Hyères, France, the music was interesting. Something different happened, and it started with Monk's Mood. The music came together more so than before. It was good before, real good. We played phrases together, but last night was different in that I felt freer ideas came without coming. Every phrase, every action. I played fit as if I led, as if I was playing the melody, harmony, and rhythm, and the guitar, and saxophones. Solos were mine. It's the first time that has ever happened. The music was unbelievably strong. The strength of the music, unsurpassable in its beauty and firmness. It didn't seem to matter that the drum set I was playing was not of my choice or wishes or best desires. The set was small and didn't carry its tonalities, but it didn't seem to matter. Perhaps it was the combination of the makeup of the drum set and the music that was being played by all three musicians. So I really think Paul thought this was a real change here in 1992, and I think they were, maybe it was the pinnacle, I'm not sure. Next up I have Zabel from Trioism, a short cut, and then we're going to go back to live at the North Sea Jazz Festival with It Is.
Thank you. This next piece is called It Is.
Thank you.
Good concert, huh? That was It Is with Paul Modian, Bill Frisell, and Joe Lovano on our featured album today, which is live at the North Sea Jazz Festival in 1992, and that is in The Hague in the Netherlands. So I've got more of this reading from Paul's 1992 notebook. This was a whole tour that he did in, part of a whole tour he did in Europe. We played outside on a raised stage that was covered in a white tent-like structure. It was hot, humid. I was again soaked to the skin in sweat. My T-shirt was completely wet, as if I had just taken a shower with my clothes on. My thick pants stuck to my legs, and I was very uncomfortable. My sitting position behind the drums was awkward and not too comfortable. The setup of the drums was not of my best choosing, but there were at least two pieces of music that were outstanding. Monk's Mood, Mumbo Jumbo, part of Mumbo Jumbo. The other one I liked was Drum Music. Bill and Joe played some different beep. We went in some other direction sometimes. It had to do also with the place we played in, the atmosphere being quite different than the night before. In the Mental Institute courtyard, it was nice, inspiring to play. Made me look forward to the next time we play tonight. I feel like I am finding a different way to play, an improvement over my playing of before. That's Paul Modian, always improving. I thought it was a weird place to play, in the courtyard of a mental institution, but it's on the concert list. next up, I have the JMT recording, Paul Modian and the Electric Bebop Band. And this is Darn That Dream, a Jimmy Van Heusen tune. Thank you.
Our last piece, we're going to play Arnette Coleman, Pat Metheny song. It's called Kathleen Gray.
Thank you.
That was the sounds of the North Sea Jazz Festival in 1992 in The Hague. And the song was Kathleen Gray. It's an Ornette Coleman and Pat Metheny tune. And I saw that Pat Metheny is playing at the Collins Center in Orno on Sunday night. And he's a great guitarist. So if you can get up there, I would highly recommend that. And Pat Metheny, Paul played with Pat Metheny. He toured with him. They never recorded together that I know of, but they were friends. And Pat Metheny is the one who recommended Bill Frisell to Paul Modian. So before that, we heard Darn That Dream with Jimmy Van Heusen from Paul Modian and the Electric Bebop Band, which was also recorded in 1992 for JMT. And that featured Stomu Takai on electric bass, Joshua Redman on tenor saxophone, Brad Chopak and Kurt Rosenwinkel on electric guitars, and Paul Modian on drums. Got another reading for you. It's a continuation of Paul's thoughts on this 1992 tour, which he was really happy with the music. I did different things, used different combinations of sticking and patterns in my playing. Is my playing still an evolution? Yes. I found alternate styles of playing. I heard new beep. It's the sound of the drums and the room we are playing in that affects the music sometimes. Monk's Mood is a special piece of music. It has gone up in creativity and interest. Started 3 nights ago in Corridonia when I played a chorus when I thought it wasn't long enough and wanted to hear at least one more chorus than the usual 2 we have been playing. The song has grown, even though it was not great before. Even though it was great before. The melody of the song is very clear, and the chords. Sometimes music is unexplainable. There are times and moments when I feel I can do no wrong. Everything I try works. I can't make a mistake, even if I try. The music reaches a level of perfection that doesn't seem possible. Okay, I've got Endgame from the Trioism album up next.
We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
stay tuned for more of Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet after the top of the hour. And you just heard Congestion from Trioism and Monk's Dream from Paul Modian and the Electric Bebop Band.